Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, April 22. In Squiz Kids Today, Planet versus Plastic on Earth Day, Nigeria's world record chess champ, Aussie school breaks confetti cannon record, and crunchy cicada salad. That's what's making news, kid style.
The lowdown.
It's a special day today for everyone's favourite planet. What do you mean, which one is everyone's favourite planet? Why, Earth, of course. And today's the day we should all stop and think about how lucky we are to find ourselves on this great big blob of green and blue out here on the edges of the Milky Way galaxy. Why, again? Because today, my friends, is Earth Day, an annual celebration of our planet and a reminder not to take it for granted. Annual is a word to indicate something that happens once a year. Earth Day has been celebrated for more than 50 years, and every year there's a different theme. This year's theme is Planet versus Plastics, which aims to raise awareness of how bad plastic pollution is for the health of our home. It might be hard to believe, but there was once a time, not all that long ago, when plastics didn't exist. No plastic bags, no plastic forks or spoons, no plastic packaging that is a part of our everyday lives today. And one of the problems with plastic is that it breaks down into microplastics, teeny tiny, almost invisible particles of plastic that make their way into the earth and oceans and waterways. Luckily, all of the countries of the world are expected to come together in the United Nations later this year and sign up to a plastics treaty, which will be an agreement on the ways that all countries create, use, and dispose of plastics, aiming for an end to plastic pollution by 2040, which sounds to me like the perfect gift for our Earth on its special day.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Nigeria, in Africa, via the United States, after a Nigerian man has just broken the world record for the number of hours continuously playing chess. Tunde Onakoya is a chess champion in his home country of Nigeria, which is on the west coast of the mighty continent of Africa. If you've got a world map handy, see if you can find it. He's also passionate about kids getting a good education, so he combined his two passions and played chess for 60 hours in an attempt to break the Guinness World Record to raise money to help kids in Nigeria go to school. The current record of 56 hours, 9 minutes and 37 seconds is held by a pair of men from Norway. Tunde now just has to wait for the people at Guinness to confirm that he is the new record holder. Checkmate.
Biggest, furthest, longest.
Speaking of Guinness World Records, there's a school in Perth which is now the proud owner of its very own Guinness World Record for the number of confetti cannons fired at the same time. Yep, you heard right. The number of confetti cannons. St. Stephen's School in Perth last week celebrated its 40th birthday by getting its students to fire 2,013 confetti cannons on the school oval at the same time. I stuck a link in your episode notes to a video, and it's very cool. St. Stephen's smashed the previous confetti cannon record, because yes, there is one, of 1,116 confetti cannons being let off at the same time. And before you wonder aloud, as I did, but who's going to clean it up? Students at the school told TV news reporters the confetti was biodegradable, which means it breaks down naturally in the environment. Happy Earth Day.
Food, glorious food.
And so to New Orleans in the United States we go, where a restaurant is getting ready to serve a most curious new dish. You know what a cicada is, right? Those noisy, big old insects who fill the trees in summer and whose noise is the very sound of summer itself. Have you ever looked at one and thought to yourself, now that looks like it would be yummy with a salad? No, I didn't think so. But that hasn't stopped the chef at Bug Appetit, yep, that's the name of the restaurant in New Orleans, from prepping a bunch of cicada dishes in preparation for the US summer, which is fast approaching. The cicadas on the menu aren't just any cicada. They're a special species that spend up to 17 years underground. So, you know, they taste nice and earthy. Cinnamon bug crunch, chili-fried waxworms, and crispy Cajun-spiced crickets are among other menu items at Bug Appetit. Mmm, sounds delish.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one, what's the theme of this year's Earth Day? Yeah, well done if you said planet versus plastics. Question number two, how many confetti cannons were fired by a school in Perth to break the world record last week? Well done if you remembered 2013. Question number three, what's the name of the country in West Africa where a chess champ who tried to break a world record this weekend comes from? Yep, well done if you said Nigeria. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
It's April 22nd. Today is the birthday of Bulldogs rugby league player Reed Marnie, Paralympian Kelly Cartwright, and it's National Jelly Bean Day in the United States. Oh, no fair. They get all the best national days. It's also a special day for the following Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today and tomorrow. Ethan from Castle Hill, Ethan from South Melbourne, and Ethan from Broad Beach Waters. That's three Ethans in a row. Indy from Eleonora, Connor from Cannon Hill, Sienna from Mount Gravatt, Max from Vermont South, Chloe from Ivanhoe, Ayan from Point Cook, Robert from Larrakia Country, Asher from Aldinga Beach, and Asher from Avondale Heights. Oh look, two Ashes and three Ethans. And belated birthday shoutouts go to Colton from Valdivis, Sylvie from Fanny Bay, Natalie from Lane Cove North, and Oliver and Johnny from the Gold Coast. And classroom shoutouts today go to our schools in Queensland, Victoria, and Western Australia, who are the only ones back at school at the moment. Poor you. Class 4 White with Mrs. Camerano at St. Benedict's Primary School in Perth. Classes 6P and 6B with Mrs. Pedersen and Mrs. Barker at Melandus State School. Class 40F with Miss Flick at Mooloolabah State School. Class 6B with Miss Walters at Denison State School in Emerald. And finally, to the Year 4, 5 and 6 class at Cannon Hill State School, and belated birthday wishes to their teacher, Mrs. Faye. And remember, if you're a school in Queensland, Victoria or Western Australia and you want to leapfrog the classroom shout-out queue while the rest of the country's on holidays, then now's your chance. For this week, and this week only, send your classroom shout-out request to squizkids@thesquiz.com.au and we'll sneak it up the list. Just don't tell the rest of the country. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back tomorrow with an excellent Squiz Kids shortcut on Australian women war heroes as we celebrate Anzac Day week. Be sure to wrap your ears around it. In the meantime, though, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.